Well, let's see. Do you ever hear people use the term cracker?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
cracker.
Yes,
what about redneck?
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Cracker.
Yeah. And? Anything
you
else?
Cracker.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
I got awful mad.
All right.
Yes.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Anything else besides tired that you'd use, more expressive?
No, that's about the biggest word I use, tired.
Jerry, you use tuckered out or
played
out?
So wore out.
Okay. You might say that the nurse at the high school sent the little boy home early because the boy, what, at school?
He was bad.
Well, let's say the little boy was vomiting.
Vomiting.
And he had to go to the nurse, and the nurse determined that something was wrong with him. She'd send the little boy home because the little boy, what, at
was
school?
Was sick.
Okay. I was wanting to see whether you'd say was sick, got sick, took sick,
yes,
or so forth.
Yes, that's right.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick, what?
He feels nauseous.
Or feels sick?
Feels sick in his stomach.
Say it again.
Feels sick in his stomach.
Good. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration that comes immediately after a wedding? If some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? You've heard of it, probably. They ring big bells and ride the groom on the rail and so forth.
Yes.
You have any term for that celebration? Any thing you call that kind of celebration?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever hear it called a serenade?
Serenade.
Okay.
Excuse me. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You've heard some housewives tell their little children, you'd better behave or the what will get you.
I call it the boogeyman.
Good. Anything else besides?
Yeah.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What greeting would you use?
I would have hello.
Or at Christmas morning
Christmas
now.
Christmas morning.
Say it.
Oh,
Christmas
happy
gift.
Christmas gift.
Okay. Now, if you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Carry it
very far. Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail inside this shell.
A turtle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a similar kind of animal that lives on land instead of water?
That's rats or something like that.
No.
No, it looks just like the turtle, except it lives on land.
Oh, it's a terrapin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever hear it called gopher?
Yeah, gopher.
Gopher, yes. Yeah.
What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
I call them chitlins.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
I call it the yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body right around here?
I call them his breast.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? You might say the man went fishing in a
boat.
Boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Oh, the pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck and you like those beads, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pretty beads.
Yeah.
Pretty pair of beads.
Good. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you say anything else besides beat the other one? Would you say
whoop the other one?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call